You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Sacred Insight with Andrea Baker.
Andrea Baker.
Live from mindbodynourish.etsy.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Sacred Insight
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sacred Insights. I'm your host, Andrea Bacon. Thank you for joining us today. So I hope you're doing great. And this week, actually today, we are having the full moon in Scorpio and Mercury is going direct this week. So I don't know about you, but this Mercury retrograde seems like it's been extra long. It's like gone on for a long time. It seems like it's been a lot to deal with, but we're going to delve into some ways to work with this energy this week. Now, as you probably know, full moons are about releasing. And so I went to get some messages for us to know about what we need to release. Now, we first got surrender. Let me grab this card. Surrender your desire to control other people. I know that's not always the best thing to hear sometimes, but it can be really helpful because, oh, also we got surrender to silence too. So you grab that. Sorry. But it can be really helpful because dealing with relationships are not always easy. And I'm feeling with this, like if you're having some difficulty in a relationship of any kind, it can be more effective to regroup, give the situation some breathing room, and let go and enter into stillness. Just to remember that trying to force any situation can be exhausting. So reflecting and meditation and focusing on ourselves is what we need to do to replenish our energy. And it will also really be helpful to listen to your inner voice, what it's telling you, and then it can give you a better solution if you just kind of let it release for a while, give it some space. Usually a better solution will come in. So, you know, sometimes handing things over to the universe is what's needed. Now, asking the angels to help with the relationship is great. It's a great way to just release the outcome. Know that it is being handled for the highest good of all concerned. And this way we won't sabotage anything with the relationship and it will give us more peace. So I feel like, you know, some of you might be dealing with a frustrating situation when it comes to relationships. Sometimes we don't understand why people, you know, do the things they do or make the choices that they do. But we have to remember that they have their own path. They are being led by the universe too. And sometimes they just need to learn certain lessons. So getting in touch with our higher self can really help us to understand that people do have their own path that they need to go on, even if it doesn't make sense to us. And now I pulled another Archangel card with this. And so we've got, no, it's not time right now. So this is about being patient. It says, be patient, the opportune time is coming, okay? And it is number 22, which is, this one's number 22, which is very, something that I see a lot. I don't know if you, maybe you do as well, but it's like getting into your heart space, okay? Let love lead with this situation. So if you and another person are not seeing eye to eye, know that there's a solution here, but it does have to come from the energy of love and not by force. So that's just something to keep, you know, reminding yourself of, keep a mental note of that. It just kind of makes things easier. Now, with the Scorpio full moon, Scorpio is very deep, thoughtful, and mysterious energy. And as with every sign, there's positive and negative aspects. So some things to be mindful of with Scorpio is the downside, the more negative side is being mindful if you're feeling envy or jealousy, bossier energy, possessive energy is something that when it's not in balance can kind of come out. And then the positive aspects are being loving, passionate, encouraging to others, intuitive, and very committed and loyal. So the guidance with this is to keep your eye on the prize and forward movement, because know that forward movement is coming, but to not continue to go over the past. Moving away from what isn't working for you and using the energy to help you overcome any negative thinking. Seeing yourself in a new light, balancing out those feelings if they've kept you stuck, and owning that new version of yourself that you're becoming and stepping into fully. And if you veer away from that, which, you know, we all do, remember, try and ask yourself, is this who I really am? And just sit with that and allow that answer to come to you. And if it is, great. But this way you're allowing your higher self to guide you along. And now we've also pulled some cards. Somebody, more about love, okay, is coming up. So a lot of energy right now about love is coming up and how to build on this. Now, somebody, I was hearing the phrase, found the key to your heart, okay? So existing relationships that are healthy are going to increase and build on that foundation of love. And others, new love, loving relationships are coming in. It's just important to keep stepping into that new version of yourself that you're becoming after releasing that stuff from the past that wasn't working, that didn't serve the old you. And this will help you to be ready for and more open to receive for when things do come in, or the right person, whether it be a partnership, friendship, whatever it is for you. Okay. So it's about being open to receive and just kind of continuing to release the old patterns and habits. So now for career and finances, okay, we're working towards a path that's being guided by spirit towards our dharma, which is our purpose in life. Now, staying in tune to who you are becoming, but also staying present in the moment and being in tune with your body will give you the strength to get things done. So I've been hearing like cutting out the middleman. So whatever that phrase might mean for you, maybe some of you are working towards self-employment or having less time in the office, maybe working from home more towards building a lifelong stable foundation towards success. And if you're making a choice, if you have some choice to make, really tune into your body. Feel where it's leading you, where it pulls you towards. Okay, so that does take being in the present moment. And I feel this strong guidance for you guys who are on this path, that your spirit team is actually really working with you on something. Like, it does feel like something big, something very different, something that you're going to have a lot more fulfillment in. So they are guiding you to talk to them about it, because I feel like there's these thoughts, there's these ideas, and you can kind of get lost in them. So they're saying, talk to them, journal it out, and then meditate on it and surrender the outcome to the divine. Okay, I feel like there is going to be success. Like there's this big message about when you're working towards something like this, you're listening to your intuition, there is going to be success and some kind of resolution to some kind of issue going on. So if you are doing this and you're on this path, you may have had ideas that you've put on the back burner, not really knowing what steps to take, or maybe you're actively planning towards this new success, something that is going to bring in more abundance for you. And ideas and answers are going to come in. They might be little by little, but I do feel that you're going to have everything you need to accomplish this. And they were giving me September is coming up as being significant for this. Maybe it's a time frame, but this is something that I feel like for some of you, you've been working for a long time, and you didn't really want it to take this long, or it seems like it's taken too long. But these experiences that you've had at this time has been very needed, very important for this journey, and it's giving you some wisdom. So the card that I pulled for this is, okay, open towards your spiritual gifts. Open your spiritual gifts. Now, I was getting a really sweet message with this. Okay, it's saying that remember that your true nature is spiritual and not physical. You're receiving messages for your soul's growth, and you're developing those spiritual gifts that will give you the strong connection to make the best decisions for yourself in every area of life. So I feel like creativity from childhood is coming up with this, and maybe you've been nostalgic, but tapping into that creativity that you had as a child is going to raise your frequency. So they were giving me like memories coming up, springtime, being outside more as a child, maybe like being in dance, being in sports, different events, and connecting with your past loved ones that you had those memories with through meditation now is going to help raise your frequency. They are around you, you might not feel like it, but they are guiding you through this, on this journey, and know that they're there and that you are able to connect with them, because we all come from spirit. We are spirit in truth. And so that is just a balancing of the being and the doing, the feminine and the masculine energies, and about sitting in meditation, being able to kind of try and balance those out. Sometimes it is, practice, but yep, those are some messages to help you with this week's energy. So I hope this helps, and I hope you have a wonderful week. If you want to get in touch with me, it's stan.store/mediumandrea, and you can check out my services and products. Thanks. Bye.